Dear All Things Considered,
we've received a Thanksgiving Day postcard from Rick Carr in Chicago.
When I was growing up, Thanksgiving was the official start of the holiday season because that's when the Christmas tree went up. It was my job to scoot around in the crawl space on Thanksgiving Day and retrieve dusty boxes of garland and ornaments and holiday knickknacks. The last box out was always the one with the lights. Now, you know that ritual. Take a dozen or so handfuls of kinky green spaghetti, get the things untangled and untwisted.
Where is the end?
And then you've got to plug them in and see if they work. And if they don't, find the one bad bulb in the line of 150. It's easier to run out and buy a new line. Now, imagine having to do this for 7,000 strings of lights, more than 350,000 little Italian bulbs, because that's what's gone up on the trees along Chicago's North Michigan Avenue every year for the past quarter century or so. It takes a crew of 4 electricians 5 weeks of full-time work, plus a lot of overtime, to get these lights up in the 150 or so trees along the stretch from the river to the top of the avenue. The lights are custom-made by an Italian firm. Chicago's White Way Sign Company puts up the lights for the merchants along the avenue. The guy who's overseen the project all these years says it's an art. You have to follow the traces of the branches elegantly. It'd be a mess if he did what my parents did, just handed his crews the lights and said, "Go to it." Once they're up, it is a remarkable sight. Delicate clouds of golden light hovering above the sidewalks, receding into the distance like so much St. Elmo's fire. I usually avoid this stretch of shopping mall chic, but I can't help but wander through it in the season. At the end of the season, sometime in January, the guys from White Way Sign come back and cut the lights off the trees. No messing around. It costs the company less to buy new lights every year than it would to take them off the trees, store them in some crawl space, and untangle them every fall. Throw them out with the tree. Maybe I'll try that this year. Happy Thanksgiving, gang, and happy holidays. Your buddy, Rick.
Rick Carr works in NPR's Bureau in Chicago.